So I've been kind of watching modern day movies lately. Like I've been getting more updated on them, right? We just came back from the theater. We saw the Minecraft movie, and about 3 days ago, I watched the Nosferatu remake, which was really, really good. I'm really impressed by Nosferatu, but I'm more impressed with the fact that the memes were accurate. Like, I think of all the things that I'm behind on, it's movies because I just don't have the time to sit there and watch them all. But now I do because of some stuff at work. It's been calming down finally. I think in previous episodes of the podcast, I mentioned that on the time that I do have to record is very limited because it was super busy at work, but now it's calmed down and I got more free time. So now I'm catching up with it that way. I'm just incredibly impressed with the fact that Nosferatu, he really, really, really wanted to dick down this woman. The same one, right? From like oceans couldn't separate that penis from that vagina. Like, it was just like really surprising, and I don't know, man. Minecraft had a similar premise or something. I don't know. Anyway. Probably the first time in a while that I'm up to date with a modern meme, and I'm actually at the forefront of it. The Minecraft movie came out recently, and my God, there's a meme currently where you just go to the theaters and destroy the place. I'm not joking. It wasn't as bad when we went. Granted, there was some noise. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, hey, there was a lot of stuff going on. You guys have seen the TikToks, right? People are going to Minecraft movie, going to see the Minecraft movie, and whenever the lines come out, I am Steve, or some other stuff that was in the theaters, that was in the trailers. Whatever shows up in the trailers, if it's shown in the movie, people go fucking apeshit, dude. And I'm not talking a little bit. I'm talking like, I think when we went, there was a small amount of people, and someone still fucking thunder cunted a drink to the front of the stage, which wasn't as bad as this other theater that had every seat covered in popcorn, every single one of them. People dressed in creeper uniforms and quote unquote exploding with popcorn all over the place. And it was a good movie, I'll admit, but Jesus fuck. This has the same vibes as when the Minions Rise of Gru, like when people started wearing suits to go see the Minions movie. It's the same idea, it's the same premise. Every now and then, a movie comes out where, for whatever reason, tickles some people in just the right way, and it generates hype, you know, with people on the online, where they're gonna say, hey, let's go watch the movie. And you know, some people will do it a step further. For example, all I could think of these two movies, to be honest. Like Minions Rise of Gru, they went to watch it with a suit on. And somebody, I remember correctly, decided to bring an entire trash bin full of bananas because Minions say banana. It's funny, really, how Minions stood the test of time when it comes to memes because people used to fucking hate Minions memes, right? It used to be that meme that your mother posts on Facebook when drinking way too much and just posting either Minions don't get vaccinated or type shit like that, you know? It's funny seeing that. But I think what it has to do as well is culturally. Because what people don't understand is that whenever shit's going down and it's fairly negative, we really look for things that are positive to latch onto. And currently, America's dealing with its president being all wild and the tariffs, which finally were stalled, thank God. Before the stall happened, people were, you know, naturally when negative shit is in the news, this really happy, cheery movie comes out, people are gonna watch the fuck out of that, dude. And I'm not gonna lie, I had a great time. I was watching, I was having a good time. I was smiling, I laughed a lot, and it was a good time, you know? That's what a movie's for. It's supposed to make you feel good, but this really is the summer blockbuster. I give it a 10 out of 10. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, maybe 9 out of 10, but I liked it, okay? And I've seen the fucking Rotten Tomato scores, and I'm gonna be honest, fuck Rotten Tomatoes. It's a bunch of people that go watch movies, and if it's not exactly some fucking 1970s black and white film noir made in France with a fucking stereogram and a goat speaking Spanish backwards, like some stupid niche shit, they don't want it, okay? It's for film buffs who like to sniff their own fucking farts. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm serious too. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes. I actually really hate them. The vindication that I have for them. I haven't seen movies because I used to listen to them, right? So I realized, like, I looked further into it, and I realized the kind of people that are on Rotten Tomatoes as critics. These people are not. They have no power anywhere else, okay? They're powerless, spineless cunts. Fuck them. Watch the movie. Rant over. Seriously. Rotten Tomatoes. No. Anytime you see a critic of any kind, it's not the fact that they have... What is it? It's not the fact that it's annoying to me. It's the fact that they have no power anywhere else. And sadly, I have seen it. I have seen it where people look at a critique score and they'll go, yeah, I don't want to watch that movie. Dude, fuck the critique score. Go watch it for yourself. Make your own opinion, okay? And I'm going to say this right now. It's been long enough. Oppenheimer was fucking boring. Barbenheimer was fucking stupid. Oppenheimer was a boring movie, okay? Can we admit that? It's a fucking drama. No, Minecraft, that was cool. And I'm not just saying, I'm definitely saying it because I'm a nerd, don't get me wrong. Oh, wow. Hang on, there's reverb on this thing. Hang on. I think you can hear it. It's my steel drum. By the way, I have a steel drum now. If I talk loud enough, it reverbs. That's it. That really did catch me off guard. I did not know I could do that. Here, look, let me show you what I mean. Stereogram. You hear that ring after my voice? I'm not doing that on purpose. I wonder if this can pick it up. Hang on. And, damn it. You're gonna hear a ring in the background. How does it go again? Okay. I need to cover this with something. Hang on. Have patience. Okay, there it is. Okay, so... it was such a fucking random thing to happen. I have a steel drum, right? And it distracted me right now because the tongs are close to my recording, the microphone. So whenever I spoke louder, it would just vibrate the entire instrument. I did not know I was speaking that loud. Either that or it's very sensitive. Either way, a simple cloth over the tongues stopped it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go on my TikTok. I played it for a bit. I don't know. I've never had a steel drum. I always had a fascination with the instrument. Now that I have one, I'm bored with it. But it's a good prop. You can play nice tunes on it, to be honest. It just plays one note or one, what is it called? Key? Yeah, it plays in a single key. That's it, really. It's all right. It's all right. Look, they're having a sale on TikTok Shop. Okay, I don't want to get into it. But the Minecraft movie had this thing where they mentioned a YouTuber. And I kind of wanted to mention it too, okay? It was nice. It was very wholesome. And I feel like they deserve credit for what they did. They gave a shout out to a YouTuber that sadly died of cancer before the movie was able to come out. And was really big in the Minecraft community, right? I'm not in the Minecraft community. I've played the game before, sure. But I've never done the online stuff. Like a lot of people say, oh, you gotta play online. It's a different ballpark. Listen, I was the guy who had a Minecraft server, but on his own. Completely, you know, private. And I would build, like, massive fucking castles. I would build entire... I'm building a city right now. Well, I was. So I moved out. My parents' place, and now I'm not building it no more. I don't have access to that PlayStation. But I was playing out. You know what? I'll fucking download it later. Don't worry. Yeah, I remember one day spending like 16 hours playing Minecraft straight, and I didn't even realize because, like, the game is just really, it really lures you in, you know? If you want to have an adventure, a crazy one, you could do that. If you want to just chill there, you could do that. But the game festered this, like, wholesome community, and I like that, you know? Anything that brings people together in a positive way is nice to me, you know? And sadly, yes, there are some detractors. I'm gonna be blunt, okay? Minecraft in the early years, with a bunch of people, a bunch of kids getting on the servers, there was a bunch of YouTubers who were really big on it. They were pedophiles. Straight up pedos. Like, some of them, right? A lot of people were afterwards outed. Like, why the fuck do people like that have to exist? Ugh, stomach. All right, hang on. Oh, man. Sitting in this chair is weird. Like, I'm trying to sit upright. I have things near my feet. I can't correct my posture. Let me see if I can. This is as low as the chair goes? Then I have to lift the mic up. There we go. Listen, I'm trying to... Oh, fuck. Sorry. I'm trying to correct my posture, and it's not easy. because I slouch a lot. And at my job, I also slouch a lot. I sit a lot, too. Oh, fuck, dude.
Minecraft server.
I want to make sure that didn't fuck up the mic. Hang on. Yeah, it kind of did. I have to rearrange it. There we go. Okay. So, yes, the Minecraft movie's good. I can't really give a review without giving spoilers out. So, if you're going to watch the movie, I'm going to be honest, you really should watch it before you listen to this. I don't want to spoil it, but there's a lot of stuff in there, right? Like, a lot of stuff. They mentioned some of the memes, too. Like, I want to give credit to Jack Black, because the thing is, like, he's a gamer. Like, straight up. Like, Jack Black has a YouTube channel that he made years ago, Jablinski Games. You guys remember that, right? He live streams playing video games all the time. Well, not all the time. He plays on occasion. It's just, I don't know. I thought it'd be more popular than what it was. Kind of sad, really. But, you know, he really fucking killed the role. Like, every time they'd quote, they're like, Flint and Steel. Like, yeah. I mean, it did it repeat 3 times, speeding up each time, but still, you know, wasn't that bad of a movie. Look, if I'm kissing ass to this movie, it's because it was good. I enjoyed it, okay? I really don't get that into movies like that, but this one was nice. It really was. Oh, man. I need some water. You know what? I want to go to the gym right now. It's like 3 in the morning. Fuck it. Maybe I will. Hang on. And I'm back. Oh my god, that was tiring. Anyway, if you haven't seen the Minecraft movie, I highly recommend watching it. If you haven't seen Nosferatu 2, I wouldn't watch it unless you're really into horror and horror history and history in general. And vampires and dark stuff, really black stuff. It's like, ooh, spooky. It's very macabre, and even if you're not scared of the movie, it's very spooky, scary, scary, dark move. Okay, I have to come clean about something. There's a new YouTube video coming out, and I love eating fish, but the problem with tinned fish is you really can't eat, like, 3 cans in one sitting. Right, I have to eat one, space it out over the next few days, eat one, wait a few days, eat another, eat a few days, because of the mercury stuff and whatever. If you guys don't know, I mean, fucking fish, dude. Like, there's a lot of dirty stuff in the ocean. So, some fish will actually get you sick just eating it. It doesn't matter how clean the water is; the fish can be contaminated. You never know. There's been a lot of issues with. Recently, some places would give, like, red tide poisoning, and it's really fucked when you get red tide poisoning. It's pretty bad. It's just basically, like, really bad diarrhea. And if you guys have heard it, and it sounds familiar, The Simpsons mentioned it when they went to a 35-cent store. Not a 99 cents, a 35-cent store. They bought incredibly cheap fish from the Mexican Bureau of Food. And it's, again, 33 cents for a can of fish. And Homer just starts eating it. So, the thing is, too, I think going back to everything I've seen about canned fish, I feel like there's a negative stigma to it. But at the same time, there can be if you buy the cheaper stuff, lower quality, or you get the higher quality stuff, which is what I get, and that's, it's not as bad, you know? You still don't want to eat it every day. It's probably not that good for you. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it's not the best thing, you know what I mean? Any canned food is bad for you, okay? You're not going to see me eating Campbell's chicken noodle soup for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? I mean, first off, I'd be shitting salty liquid, and it burns. It burns. Ask me how I know. Ask me seriously. Okay, when I was on keto, I ate a lot of salted pickles. It was keto, okay? It was keto. So it was fucking pickles or keto. The only problem is they made your stomach acid feel like they were supercharged, and if you have intestinal problems like I do, it's bad. It's really bad. And I'm not even exaggerating when I say that. Every burp I had was a risk, because you'd have you know, the issue where all the acid just shoots out of your esophagus and fucks up the back of your mouth. One night I actually woke up and I was fucking screaming in pain because of how bad it was. Tums weren't enough. At that point, I got something called sal de uvas, and it's really, really bubbly. It's like soda water that lowers the pH of your stomach. I don't know. It's a fucking crazy thing. It comes in clutch, too. It has the same method of action as Alka-Seltzer. You put in water, it sparkles, and then you chug it. You just chug it, too. Anyway, okay. I want to think about, fuck, what was his name? Hang on, I mentioned something earlier, and I was trying not to be too emotional about it, but at the same time, I feel like earlier in the recording, I was really tired, so I want to mention that there was something in the Minecraft movie that I do respect for them. I think it was Captain Sparkles who was given a shout-out. Captain Sparkles. Was that him? Dude, who was it? Oh my god, I really don't remember him. Listen, I don't want to get this wrong, so let me Google this. Alright, fine, fuck, okay. Technoblade. I know Captain Sparkles is a Minecraft YouTuber, but it was Technoblade, sadly. And again, I mentioned it earlier, but Technoblade was, you know, he died of cancer before he could ever see the movie. And I think many people recognize him as one of the first major YouTubers who made Minecraft a big phenomenon, you know, in culture. And it can't be ignored that a lot of these major Minecraft YouTubers, you know, growing up, if it sounds like I have a soft spot for this, I really do. Because you gotta understand, I grew up where I never played online games, but Minecraft was one of the exceptions. And even then, I played off solo, just having my own little adventures, and it was great. And YouTubers knew that, you know, they wanted to be like, okay, we're only gonna have this server for other YouTubers or even just for ourselves. And that alone, just so much fucking creativity you could do with the game that you really didn't run out of stuff to do in the game. You just kind of got bored of it and went to do something else. And even then, you just come back to it. I still remember my longest fucking ever playthrough of Minecraft was like 16 hours straight, just fucking going for it, man. Like, I was stuck in the mines, and at some point I got up and I just felt like dizzy, you know. I know for some people that sounds like, I know some of you could play video games for literally days straight. I can't do that anymore, okay? I'm a grown-ass man with responsibilities and a job. At the time, I still had a job, but I don't know how I managed to do that. Look, it was a wild, wild weekend. Weekend? No, it was a fucking week. A whole week. That one day was crazy. Okay, but it can't be ignored that it was kind of cool, you know, that the Minecraft movie was made. But more importantly, it's the fact that when I went to go see it, I was not disappointed. Because even if you didn't play Minecraft, it's still a good movie. But if you did play Minecraft, it's honest to the source material. It's really accurate, everything, right? There's gas, just zombie piglins. There's zombies. There's the Nether, which is actually really accurately depicted. There's the flint and steel, obsidian, the chest. Honestly, everything is in the game. And it's accurate to the game, which is fucking awesome. So if I'm kissing ass to a movie that's probably for children, yeah, it's good. Okay, it's good. Jason Momoa killed it, by the way. Like, I fucking loved him in the movie. Like, he's a great actor, okay? And, okay, there's a thing that I didn't think I'd ever say, because I never thought of it, okay? Jack Black and Jason Momoa have this fucking chemistry that, like, could rival Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. It's honestly better than Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. We're fucking tired of those two, okay? Like, I'm gonna be honest. I'm tired of The Rock. The Rock is not cool in movies anymore. He's just, you see a Rock movie, you know it's going to be mediocre at best, probably a 6 out of 10. Minecraft's a 10 out of 10. Okay, 9.5 out of 10, because there are some issues, and the issue being that, well, I don't know. I can't really piece it together. Inconsistencies? No, not even that. At the end, they piece it all together. Alex is in the movie, by the way. The skin? That's it. pretty. There's also some jokes in the movie that I love, like, how Jack Black goes into the Minecraft world and they immediately call him out for being fat. Like, get the round one. Because he wasn't really square shaped like everything else. I love how in the movie there's a really square shaped wolf and they just kind of accept that he exists in the real world. Like, he exits the Minecraft world, goes into the real world, and that's it. Like, it's like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's a thing that exists. It's a wolf, and it's square-shaped, and it's in the middle of fucking, like, Idaho, I think. Yeah, it was Idaho. I love that, too. The setting of the real world, they're just in Idaho, where there's potatoes everywhere, and they have a potato chip factory, and that's the job everybody has. It's so funny, too, how the job the main character landed, who I cannot remember the name of, who I think this is her, like, starting role, which is fucking awesome, by the way. It's funny to me how her job in the movie before everything went to shit was just to be the social media manager, because the company that runs everything in the town only has 75 followers on whatever social media platform they have. Like, dog, I have more than that. And I'm not popular. Anyway. Dude, my fucking legs. Ow. Wow, that fucking hurt. Ouch. Okay. So I forget too that the movie is as long as it is, you know? Like, I actually don't remember. I think it's like an hour and 30 minutes. It feels short, to be honest. Like, okay, one thing that was cool in the game, or in the game, in the movie, it's, see, I'm getting confused. They're really, really, like, good with each other. Is, Steve in the game is, again, a big fan of diamonds. And, it's kind of cool that he has, like, they pay homage to, like, I think what I noticed too is that they really pay homage to a lot of what people do on YouTube in this big ass movie. And let me tell you right now, this movie grossed $208 million on day one. The Sonic movie 3 took an entire month to make that. And the Minecraft movie made it in one day. And it's still funny to me how this movie is being negatively received by Rotten Tomatoes. And honestly, fuck Rotten Tomatoes. I remember that. If I sound weird, I'm recording this two days separately, you know? Sometimes I'll sit here and record it all in one sitting. This time I'm not. I'm sitting and recording it day, you know, two days separated. Whoops. They really fucking, like... It's just fucking funny to me. Rotten Tomatoes, I really went off on them previously. And honestly, I'm still going to do it because some of the movies that they review in a negative light are actually good, but they just fucking hate that it's a child thing or it's a video game thing. Here's the thing with YouTube. Okay, I need to quit saying that. Here's the thing with Hollywood and video games. There has always been a divide. And for whatever reason, it's always been pretty strong too. Like, the original video game movie that I can think of is the Super Mario Brothers movie. And again, the movie has nothing to do with Super Mario Brothers. I'm talking about the original one from the 90s. That movie was fucking awful. It had nothing to do with the video game aside from the characters. And then the actual person who made the movie comes out and says, I never played the video games. I never studied the source material. I'm giving it a new fresh coat of paint. Hollywood thinks that they're... Like, there's some people who work in Hollywood that still think that they're the ones that make legitimate stories and no one else is capable of it. Fuck them, by the way. What I love about the Minecraft movie is that they decided to throw that aside. They were like, listen. Minecraft has no story. Therefore, we can add whatever fucking story we want. That's the point of the game. There is no story. There is no objective. You do whatever the fuck you want. And that's the point. That's awesome. So they decided to do that. So yeah, it was a breeding ground for creativity. And honestly, fucking nailed it. 10 out of... You know what? I said 9.5 out of 10. Taking that back. 9.9 out of 10. The only thing I had... The only issue I had with it was Jason Momoa wasn't in there long enough. Fucking badass. I do like that he also played the game... What is it? He played homage. He had a fucking... he had an Odyssey in the game. And I noticed it right away. Jason Momoa is playing a washed up former video game champion, and I love that about it. And he's like, you know, from the 80s, 90s, back when they had the arcade cabinets. I really don't know what year it's set in, by the way. It's kind of what I like about it. It's kind of set in like the Stranger Things timeline, you know what I mean? Also, I like the main character who's the little kid. I forget his name. I think his name is Hank, if I remember correctly. Damn it, what the hell's his name? A Minecraft movie main character. Cast. Stick up the cast, okay? Henry. It was Henry. I said Hank. Dude, Sebastian Eugene Hansen actually nailed the fucking role. If you don't know who that is, he is a child actor, and he's really good at that, actually. He fucking nailed it in the movie. And I remember hearing rumors that he's the reason that there was a shout out to the YouTuber that died of cancer. So, you know, hats off to him. Absolutely hats off to them. Fucking sick, by the way. I actually love that. I'm leaning back too far. Oh, my stomach. I think my stomach acid has been getting worse again. I mean, it goes away, it comes back, goes away and comes back. Right now it's coming back, just not as bad as it used to be. Fucking awesome day. By the way, it's the first day I had Marie Callender's. Never had that place, but pretty fucking good pie, not gonna lie. Here's what I'm struggling with right now. I feel kind of sad thinking about this, but it has to be done. I think I'm canceling the Patreon, or at the very least having it for free. I don't know if like even having, I think of Dank Pods, right? And I think of what he has. He does this thing where he has $1 a month and that's it, right? Like, you pay $1 a month and you get extra videos. Like, that's fucking sick. What I have is a $1 and $5 tier, and I think I'm being too greedy with that. I should just cancel the $5 membership and just say $1 a month. You know, keep it simple. I was going to say $2.50, but honestly, nah, $1 is good. I mean, I'm not going to be the richest man in the world, but that's better than nothing, right? I just really follow DankPods' example on YouTube because if there's anyone in the world who deserves the fame, it's DankPods because he's absolutely killing it in the YouTube game. And quite honestly, I wish to be like him one day. DankPods is fucking awesome. If you don't know who he is, I highly recommend you watch it. And if you don't, I don't know, like I think what gets me is that I kind of have some nostalgic value over his channel because I found him years ago when he was fixing iPods and now he's doing all kinds of crap and it's still good. Like his format, his energy, his style, I love it. The whole hands thing, the little the iPad, I kind of gave him an homage in the video that I'm making now by having a tablet in the video. Just to have as like a background thing, you know, instead of editing stuff in, I just pull out a tablet with the YouTube video prior to it. And you know what? It looks fucking awesome. And quite honestly, I wish, you know what? I have to make a Twitter again. I hate to say it. I got to make the Twitter again because I don't like making Twitters or I don't like having a Twitter or an X or whatever based solely off the fact that I fucking hate Elon Musk. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I hate the guy, dude. Seriously. Elon Musk fucking sucks. I mean, my arm's itchy, hang on. All those nanobots in me, fucking killing me. What the hell am I saying? Okay, but yeah, I don't care for Elon Musk, but like, fuck it, man. You really do got to be on social media to grow at all, doing any of this. What's surprising me, though, is that there's a lot of people that still watch and listen to the podcast, and more people, this is what I'm noticing now, more people are watching the YouTube channel, they're watching the videos, they're watching the YouTube shorts, and they're enjoying them. Okay, so I thought I might as well release a video that is high quality. And it's not easy when I have to record in 4K, upload in 4K, and that takes several days. But at the same time, you know what? Fuck it. Let's give it a shot. That's going to do it for this week's episode. I know I'm ending it a bit early, but quite honestly, my stomach feels funny. I don't like it. Oh. Okay. Also, I just had an idea for a painting. I saw a beautiful sunset the other day, and quite honestly, I haven't painted a sunset since I was a kid, and I was just drawing a fucking cheesy-ass little sun with glasses on at the corner. I think every kid did that, right? Growing up, your first attempt at painting the sun, it was always on the corner with little streaks coming off of it, because, like, what the fuck else do? You can't draw a perfect circle. You might as well draw a quarter of a circle and call it a day. Fuck it, right? That's kind of smart. I like the idea, but at the same time, you don't know. Man, you don't know. Oh yeah, I have this thing to address on the next video, on the YouTube channel. I started editing the sound, but at the same time, I just take out the sound, put background music, and talk over it. The main reason being is because there's a huge echo in this room, and no matter how much soundproofing foam I put, it seems to not go away. I'm not going to address that soon because, quite honestly, we have a lot of stuff to fix. You know? Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. Next week, I will be back and I will blow your mind with my knowledge of new movies because, to be honest, I've been getting really into cinematography lately. I feel like there's a connection with watching high quality movies and trying to record in fucking 4K on my phone now. And let me tell you right now, there's a little trick that I have to do. It's not easy where I have to record. My phone has very limited storage, so I have to record in 4K. Maybe like 10 minutes in, I stop recording, I upload shit onto my computer, and I delete it off of my phone because it takes up that much storage, and then I have to keep doing it again and again. Not a bad thing. The important thing is, this seems difficult, right? It sounds like I'm complaining about it. Hell no. If that's what the job requires, that's what you gotta do. I love cinematography. I'm starting to realize that now. I probably should have gotten into that as a major of some sort. I mean, if YouTube takes off, I could do that, you know? I doubt it will. But I've been getting a lot of channels on my YouTube recommended, and they're only at like 1,000 subscribers. And quite honestly, that would be enough. I'd be happy with that. Getting to 1,000 subscribers would be great. We're at 750 right now. Seriously, 750. If that goes, If that crosses the threshold, I might just focus on YouTube instead of the podcast. Anyway, I'll see you guys next week.